Welcome to our Christmas Eve service. Every birth is a miracle and every child is a gift from God. Nearly 20 centuries ago, the miracle of miracles occurred. The most important baby in the world was born, the Son of God, baby Jesus. Our wish is that you may through singing and hearing the Christmas story, feeling God's love and peace. Please stand and join in singing, O Come Little Children.
What? Oh, yeah, sit down. Do I read? Okay.
Though the holiday lights are bright, shadows remain in the world around us. Some of us have walked in the shadows. Some walk there even now. Though the warm glow of holiday cheer pushes back the long, looming nights, tonight we light our few small candles, a paltry glimmer when we think of the world outside. We light them not to vanish the shadows, to somehow vanquish the night, but to change the hearts of darkness. For God dwells even there, in the darkness of a barn, deep in the shadows of a stall, down in the pitch black of a feeding trough, with only a faint glimmer of starlight outside. One fragile, incandescent light to begin the world anew. Ah, light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Instead, the darkness itself found to have a holiness all its own. We light the candles of hope, peace, joy, love, and the Christ candle. God of shadows, God of the night, God of the dark alley, the deep mine, the basement cell, even in the darkness as light to you, with these candles shining as signs of your amazing love, we give thanks that in Jesus Christ you have made it plain that you are always drawing near. On this night, and for many nights to come, help us to face the shadows within and around us, and to risk being a light, however small, for the sake of the difference it can make, for the sake of your kingdom coming near, for the sake of the Christ child, a tiny light among us, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Long, long ago, an angel came down from heaven and went to the village of Nazareth to visit a young woman named Mary. Mary had never seen an angel before and was very frightened.
Don't be afraid, Mary. God sent me to tell you that you're going to have a baby boy. He is God's son.
Mary was a good, kind, and brave young woman. I will do whatever God wants, she said. Mary got married to a kind carpenter named Joseph. When it was almost time for Mary to have her baby, a message came from the ruler of the land. Everyone had to go to the place their family came from to be counted. Mary and Joseph had to go to Bethlehem, far away. Please remain seated and to sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
When they arrived in Bethlehem, it was late at night, and Mary was very tired. She and Joseph walked through the sleeping streets to find somewhere to stay, but there was no room left anywhere. When they came to the very last inn, the innkeeper said,
I'm sorry. The only place I can offer you is my stable.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. That night, she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and placed him in a manger full of hay. Please remain seated and join in singing. It came upon a midnight clear and away in a manger.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior is born. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great gathering of angels joined the first angel. Together, they sang their praises to God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, God will toward all people. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They found baby Jesus lying in the manger, just as the angel had told them. Please remain seated to sing. Join in singing. Hark the herald angels sing.
From far away, three wise men saw a new star shining in the sky. They rejoiced, praised God, and worshipped.
This is a very special sign. It means a king has been born.
Let's follow the star and find the baby, the newborn king.
So they traveled a long, long way, following the star across the desert until they came to the stable. There, the star came to shining over the stable roof. The wise men knew they would find the newborn king inside. The three wise men went into the stable and knelt before him, giving gifts fit for a king: gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Everyone was filled with joy. Even the animals in the stable knew how special this baby was. They knew he would be a wise teacher and a friend to all people. And that is the wonderful story of the very first Christmas. Ever since then, at Christmas each year, people tell the story of how baby Jesus came into the world. Please stand and join in singing, "Go Tell It on the Mountain."
Thank you. Please be seated.
This is a message from the Hope for Each Day, Words of Wisdom and Faith by Billy Graham. Christmas is not just a date on the calendar. It is not just an annual holiday. It is not a day to glorify selfishness and materialism. Christmas is a celebration of the event that set heaven to singing, an event that gave the stars of the night sky a new brilliance. Christmas tells us that at a specific time and at a specific place, a specific person was born. That person was, in the words of an ancient Christian creed, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, the Lord Jesus Christ. From the lips of him who came fell these words, the Son of Man has come to speak and to save that which was lost, from Luke 19, verse 10. Like piercing trumpets, these words heralded the breaking in the divine to human history. They declare that heaven has come to our rescue and that God has not left us to stumble alone on earth's pathway. What a wonderful and glorious hope we have because of that first Christmas.
As a star in the east on Christmas morn, rise up, shepherd, and follow.
It will lead to the place where the Savior is born. Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Leave your sheep and leave your lambs. Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Follow the star to Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and lights and the presents are nice, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and bells and the holiday swell, and it's all about you. Happy birthday, Jesus, I love you. Happy birthday,
Jesus, I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and lights make the presents are nice, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and bells make holidays swell, and it's all about you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love
you. Thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for these gifts of money. We pray our offering will help bring peace and joy to the world and help those in need. Help us to remember this special night, the night of Jesus' birth. Please remain seated as we sing, "Joy to the World, Silent Night, O Holy Night."